Hi, this is Scott Unash. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class Podcast on KGYM.
It's game day with a Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour. It's time to get ready for all the color and excitement of high school football. On campus with Whirlpool Careers, the Iowa National Guard, and more. Now, knee-deep in high school football frenzy, here are your hosts, Scott Unash and Mark Dukes.
And welcome in, everyone, to our first edition of 2019, the Whirlpool Careers High School Tailgate Tour. Coming your way from the north side of Linmar High School as we get ready for a huge, huge game tonight here in the Metro, non-district 4A game, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Kennedy coming from the northeast side over to the north end of Marion to take on the Linmar Lions at a battle of 1-0 teams. And really looking forward to bringing you that one. We'll be on the air about 7 o'clock, 7:15, right in there tonight on 1600 and 107.5 FM. South Gym game tonight on 106.3 FM will be West Liberty at Solon. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. We're going to talk with Linmar coaches throughout the hour here as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour today. And Mark says we will talk anything but Chicago Bears football from last night. I'm just kidding, because it's one game. Don't panic, Bears fans, right?
Well, it is what it is. By the way, great to be back on the tailgate tour. Always have a lot of fun in the fall visiting the various campuses. And this place out at Linmar is growing and almost hard to find your way around if you're not familiar with
it. You need a map.
Bears had a hard time finding their way around last night, too. And, you know, a lot of folks want to bury him today, and I'm not quite there, but it was not a very good performance. And not by either team, really. 10-3. You figure you hold Aaron Rodgers to 10 points, you're going to have some success, and you didn't.
Should win the game. But, hey, that's the way it goes in football, and probably the Bears will score 50. I'd like to apologize to you and the rest of Bear Nation for saying that they're going to go to the NFC Championship game yesterday, and then that happened. So I sincerely apologize.
It didn't help, that's for sure, losing a division game at home.
Thanks to Whirlpool Careers. They are the presenting sponsor of our tailgate tour here for 2019. Also, big thanks to the Iowa National Guard, Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream. The pizza is here, and the kids will be out in about 15 minutes, and the pizza will last about 3 minutes. That will be my prediction today. Prince Albert Tuxedos and Suits, Unity Point Health Community CPR Team, Marcus Theaters, Nevermore, the Fifth Realm Haunt at Lindale Mall, the U.S. Army, Community Crisis Center, and Food Bank, and, of course, all of us at KGYM. And big thanks to all those great sponsors for helping out here on the Tailgate Tour. And we're going to get you ready for Linmar and Kennedy coming up tonight here at the sprawling Linmar campus. We're going to...
A little breezy out here.
It's a nice day, but we got a north wind. And
unusual.
That is very unusual, so we'll see how it all plays out. I know Teresa wants to get back to volleyball practice, so we'll start with head volleyball coach Teresa Kay here.
Teresa Bear.
Teresa Bear. Old habits die hard. Don't they? Have a seat. Have a seat. And we'll talk a little volleyball here. And how you been? You and Mark were talking about your West Side days and Jefferson Hall of Fame and things like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Yeah, well, season's underway. A couple matches in the conference under the belt.
And, yes, they are, yeah.
Well, how about it so far?
It's a whole different world when you graduate most of your starting lineup. So we're kind of in a rebuilding process, trying to get some things ironed out. As far as lineups, we've thrown several different kids in the court just to see what we can do. And so it's been interesting, a little bit trying at times. But I also think we've got such great kids, and they are hard workers. And I know they'll come out a lot better at the end of the season than we started out.
Well, it does create opportunities for various kids, right?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Definitely it does. Like I said, we returned Emily Strauss has started and played for us since her sophomore year. So she's the kind of the glue that's going to hold us all together a little bit. Allison Feigenbaum also was a starting middle last year. So other than that, we have a couple of kids who saw some reasonable time last year, just not consistent with the number of seniors that we had that were really top-notch players. You know, really good kids.
Well, and you mentioned some of the players that graduated from a year ago. Good to see Megan playing at Purdue and out on the court already. Yeah. That's nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, she's just one of those kids, you know, once in a career, you know, maybe a couple times in a career, you get a kid like that. And she is just really representing us, our town, everyone really well over there and loves it. And she's just an unbelievably talented player.
You've had a lot of success in your career, Teresa. Mm-hmm. I wonder how you handle a season like this when you have some inexperienced players, you go through some losses. What are your goals? Is it a week-to-week thing?
Oh, it definitely is. It's, you know, you kind of break it down into what do we need to work on the most, and then you attack that during that week of practice, and then hopefully come out by the weekend looking a little better in that area than what you did at the start. I'm not going to lie, it's not easy, just because I have had some opportunities to work with some amazing athletes. These girls are terrific. They just don't have maybe the size or the experience that some of these other kids had previously coming in to the season, and I think that makes a big difference. Patience is virtue here. So we're just trying to, you know, like, again, we are starting at one level and want to work till we get to be in another level.
Right. And these girls practiced against some very good players the
absolutely.
Last couple of years.
Absolutely. And so that's where, you know, it's now it's their turn to shine, and that's also a learning curve to be the ones out in the center of the attention or in the limelight. When, you know, last year, some of those girls that were on the court started and played since they were either freshmen or sophomores, and these girls haven't done that. So, you know, they're stepping in for the first time, maybe their senior year, or the first time, maybe their junior year, which it's a whole different ballgame when it's varsity. The game is much faster. They have to react faster, both calling the ball, playing the ball, seeing what's on the opposite side of the court. They didn't see that at the sophomore level or the freshman level. So, big difference.
If it's any consolation, as you know, a lot of the Metro teams lost a lot of players.
Yes, they did.
We don't have a Metro team ranked in the 5A.
Not in 5A,
rankings
no.
Right now. Xavier's there in 4A, kind of a different year in that regard.
It really is. It's been really interesting kind of seeing that because, you know, it's tough to watch all the Des Moines schools, you know, be at the top. Cedar Falls, just a phenomenal team. They really walked through that Ankeny Centennial Tournament without any problems. And, you know, they're going to be tough. Team to
and Liberty's
even
good.
Play with. Yes, Liberty is having an outstanding season. So it'll be exciting to see what they can do along the way, too.
Well, you mentioned a couple of the girls. Who else stepping up here in the early going anyway for you?
Well, we are playing Anna Christensen. She did some back row time for us last year off and on when we needed, you know, somebody to step in and nail some passes in the back row. So she has a little bit of experience. She is our other outside. Ashley Hollmeister also saw some setting time last year. So that helps. They've at least been on the court with varsity before. Our other middle is a brand new one, more in the basketball world, but Keegan Krejcha, she's doing a really nice job there. Learning curve. We have the Gorsuch twins, Leah and Lauren. That would be Anna, who started for us for 3 years. They're younger siblings to Anna. And so, again, that's an opportunity. Emma Casebold has stepped in as our libero. Really a hard-nosed kid, gets after things, a really good soccer player as well. But just that having that competitive drive with kids like that. Hannah Johnson's come in the back row. And, again, we're really working on our lineup right now. So we're going to see several new faces out on the court. We did bring up one sophomore in Riley Yonker. She is our only player who is consistently going all the way around. She is a setter right side for us. Had an older sister who did some time with our program a few years back, but she's doing a really nice job. Again, learning curve, faster pace, just working to keep up and figure out what's all taking place on our side. We got to take care of us before we can really worry about anybody else. So some really good kids. Like I said, we've thrown out some new names and faces a couple times now just to get it right. I mean, I want to make sure that by the end of the season we know who we are, have an identity of our own. I hopefully can do some more of that tomorrow at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
That was my next question, your upcoming competition.
Yes. In pool play tomorrow when we're over at Wash, we play Dyke New Hartford. We also have Davenport Central and Solon to start us off. So we played Deck New Hartford last weekend. Tough match. We had them on the ropes in every set we played. Should have won. Talked to their coaches about that, and they also agreed we should have won. But we didn't finish, and that, again, is also a learning curve that we need to get used to, how to finish out those sets so that you don't lose the ones that, you know, maybe you have in hand that, you know, you just shouldn't let it get away.
What other tournaments are you going to go to this year?
Well, the following Saturday, we're at our own tournament.
Yep.
We're here at Linmar. That's a really good 12-team tournament. A lot of really good teams coming to that. And then we have a few weeks off. Then we go to the Westside tournament, that Jefferson one that used to be the big one. Now they've narrowed it down to just the 16-team tournament. And then we will also play at the MVC tournament. So we have five tournaments coming up, and then obviously our dual matches within the season. Big one over at Jefferson again. That's always, you know, fun for me, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, where I went. And but a good one, a good rivalry is developed there. But, you know, I think just all of the schools, they're all rivalries at this point with the MVC.
Really are. Well, hey, great to talk with you. And
thank you so
best
much.
Best of luck to the Lions this year.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Teresa. Appreciate it.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye.
And we'll get things over here. I see three candidates. Chris has probably got to go to the golf course, right? That Chris? Chris James. I should be on the golf course. Mark should be on the golf course. We all should be on the golf course. I think we scared Coach Kelly off. But we're going to talk to Chris James here, the golf coach for the Linmar Lions, and boys and girls, and Washington girls basketball coach, and new dad. So
new dad, yeah,
you got everything. Right. You got right. Everything going right now.
That's right. And grad school at UNI, the admin program too. So second year of that. So I got lots going on, but wouldn't have it any other way. So my son Maddox will be 6 months in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So
awesome.
It's fun time.
Very good. And, you know, Grandpa and Grandma aren't proud or anything like that.
No, Grandma and Grandpa love this time. Actually, it's great. They we see them all the time. We're really close, obviously. And every Wednesday, he'll actually be with them. So instead of going to daycare, he goes over to Grandma and Grandpa's for the whole day. So, again, they just enjoy that time with him, and we love to have them that close. So a lot of fun.
How's the season gone?
It's gone okay.
Yeah.
We played really well the first meet, the super meet. We played well and got third in that, and had Dylan Burr as the medalist. And, you know, since then we've been kind of up and down a little bit, working on a lot of stuff. And so, you know, it's just an odd season, I feel like, because, you know, we started a little bit later than we usually do. And somehow we got three 18-hole meets out of the way before school started. And since school started, we've only had two 9-hole meets. So we've only played a total of 18 holes competitively the last 2 weeks. So we've had some really good practices the last few weeks. But we really hit the real meat of our season coming up here. We got the Crandit coming up next Tuesday, and then we got another meet on Thursday. So and then divisionals after that. So we're going to have two meets a week at least the next 3 or 4 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see where we fall going forward.
Well, it's a compact season as far as fall golf is concerned. And if you can have it like this every day, that would be sensational, I know.
Yeah, we've been quite fortunate this fall, I feel like, with the weather. You know, mid to late summer, I was a little bit concerned because we hadn't had rain in, I don't know, 2-3 weeks there, and it was quite early. But the last few weeks have been great. It's been great temperatures, a little breezy, but, you know, it's worked out well for us. But you're right, it is compact season. I think we've been at it. This is finishing our fourth full week of practice, and we're done with, I think we have districts, I think it's October 7th, so we have about a month left, and that's it. So it goes by really quick.
Because my high school golf coach was a teacher, didn't know anything about golf.
Okay.
You're an accomplished player.
Okay, yeah.
What do you like about coaching?
I like a lot about coaching. I like, probably the thing I like the most is in the heat of the battle with the guys. When they're out there playing, I love practices too. I think that's great. But, you know, for golf and basketball, I think preparing and then being in the heat of battle is the most fun. And then seeing when those guys succeed, you know, on their own. I think that's, as a coach, most coaches would say that that's probably their best, is that, you know, when they help their players achieve greatness or succeed, that, you know, that's, it fulfills what you're doing. You feel like you're making a difference. And so, I just love that part of it because it's different than if I was playing. You know, you when you're watching it and you want to, as a player, you want to be out there. You're like, no, what do they do? What are they doing? Why didn't they hit this shot? You know, and you're kind of scratching your head, but they got to learn on their own. And I think the more you can build them up and teach them the right way to do things and then see them succeed, I think that's the true test of what we do. So I love that part of it.
Very unfair question. Would you rather win a state championship or win another City Am?
Both. Both. Both.
Good answer.
Yes. Well, in the immediate future, I think the state championship, but we got a lot of work to do before that comes up. So.
Yeah. You mentioned Dylan, but how? Who else is doing a good job for you?
So we got five juniors and one freshman in the top six right now, and we have one senior who actually moved here this year from Omaha. He was a hockey player. He'd gone to Omaha when he was in eighth grade. He used to live here, and he's back. He's our seventh golfer, Gabe Dunkel. But Dylan's number one, like you said. He's a junior. Then we got Drew Muhlenberg, who's also a junior. Carter Veith, also a junior. Cole Weber, who's also a junior, and Max Wolf, who's also a junior, round out our juniors in the top six, and then Caden Postma, our lone freshman in the top six, who's done a good job adapting to the game and at the high school level. So we're still pretty young, I feel like, you know, with five juniors and one freshman at the varsity level. But, you know, at this point, I as much experience as our juniors have, because I think four of them played varsity last year, it doesn't feel like they're juniors. So, you know, I'm just hoping that the more we get into the season that, you know, they can still continue to mature and get better and show their experience on the course.
Indeed. And about a two-club win today.
Yeah. I haven't thrown any grass up yet, but it's probably a one-club here, maybe two clubs at Hunter's, and probably a three-club at Airport.
Yes.
So depends on where you're at.
You mentioned Crandick coming up next week. Where is that held this year?
That's at Gardner.
Gardner,
yep.
Okay.
Wash is going to host it, and, you know, it's a course that most of the guys are familiar with, a course that I'm really familiar with, and, you know, I think I really love Gardner. I think it's good track, test your game in all different ways, and, you know, I hope our guys are excited. We're going to get out there Monday night, get a practice round in, kind of get a feel for the course a little bit, and go from there. I think we're playing with the other three Cedar Rapids schools, and then you got the Iowa City schools, and the other foursome. We're looking forward to it, but it'll be a battle. I know Wash is obviously really talented this year and really good, and Kennedy's got some good players, and you know, there's obviously some other players amongst the Crandick, so. It'll be good competition, that's for sure.
Yeah, looking forward to it, and looking forward to a lot of good golf. And Chris had a good summer. I had a pretty good summer, but Chris saw the worst shot I hit all year.
I don't remember that one. Where were we?
Down in Iowa City at PV.
Oh, yeah.
Worst shot I hit all year, and you were right there.
Yeah, you decided to play hole four a second time.
Yes,
I
did.
I didn't know what you were doing.
It didn't work, but it was a good day.
You had played pretty well that day.
I was.
And you tried to throw it away there at the end.
I did.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
You didn't.
I tried.
You hung on to the rope, as they say, right?
As they say.
You had a really good summer.
I did. I had a good summer. It was a good summer.
I saw a lot of good scores. That's good.
Yeah.
Comes from playing and beating me all the time.
Yeah, he needs to be on the radio more. He's golfing
yeah,
too much.
That's right.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Hey, there's your caddy.
Yeah, there's my caddy right there. That's right.
We're going to take a break, come back with more of the Tailgate Tour, the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour here from Linmar as we get ready for the Lions and Kennedy. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football on the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Back with you from Linmar, the north end of the building. The kids are going to be coming out here in just a couple of minutes. It's the Whirlpool Careers High School Tailgate Tour coming your way on this Friday here on KGYM. And we welcome in Bobby Kelly, the girls swimming and diving coach. Got to always say diving when you talk about the girls' side of things anyway. And talk with us a few minutes here before he heads off to practice and has to cross the campus over to the beautiful Aquatic Center. And season's underway and just getting into things now, aren't you, for the Lions?
Yes, we are. We've had one meet, and the schedule's just starting to open up.
Yeah. How about early on? How's it going so far?
Well, it's interesting the way you took the lead on this, because diving is probably our strength as a swimming and diving team. The group of divers we have is just tremendous. Tony Kramer, the coach, does a wonderful job, and we have a great crew coming back this year.
How about some of those divers? Who's doing a good job for you?
Well, Megan Norris, who finaled at state and scored points last year's return. Jenna Carney's here, but we have a big crew of people beneath them that are coming right along, chopping at the bit. Reese Miller, Lauren Kursek, Maggie Schlamp, and Corin Williams are all working hard in practice. And we have, that's six divers, but we have a group of 13 total. So it is a large group, and they're all very competitive.
Your facility here, Bobby, relatively new, but what a benefit it is to have a facility like that.
Oh, it truly is. It is a great facility, not just for competitive swimming, but just for everything that we do. I'm also the Aquatic Center manager, and the usage of that facility is great. We do so many things with it, from learning to swim to working with adaptive students to the diving to the swimming. Even the community gets some use with AquaX and LapSwim. So it is a tremendous facility that many people take advantage of. Mm-hmm.
Seeing the numbers go up on the team because of that?
The numbers have gone up. We had a jump when the facility first opened. We've leveled out a little bit since then, but our numbers are strong, and we have a good group on the swimming side too this year.
Give me an opportunity to talk about some of your swimmers, either individual events or relays.
We have a good group coming back, and we also have some dynamite freshmen stepping in too. The group coming back, both Shannon, my daughter, and Lily Weber, both finaled last year. We have Ella Wagner, who also made state individually. And then our relays look really strong. For the incoming class, we have a group with Haley Kimmel, who is a nationally ranked age group swimmer coming into the program. But we complement her with Emily Brenham and Celine Brizard and Sonia Oli and a few other freshmen that really have added depth. We have experience at state and swimmers that have swam. Lily Harz is back, and Mallory Ahrens. Just a really talented group. What's interesting about our team is it really is a very athletic group. We have multiple kids that do cross country and track. I mentioned Lily Harz already, but she finaled and scored at state in the 400 meter. And then we have Lily Geelan swimming with us, Micah Paulette, who all do cross country. So, and that, they make up a strong part of the cross country team too.
Yeah, you don't see that very often, you know, and how they got to bide their time between the pool and out running.
You know, we worked well together here at Linmar. I find that running complements the swimming. Mike is actually a triathlete, so it just fits together really nicely for her. Lily came up swimming in the club program that we have here, and she just continued along into the running and swimming.
How about some of the competitions you have coming up, Bobby?
Wow. We have some. Next Saturday, we have an invite here that just has some of the top schools in the state coming in. Ames is returning. Dowling will be here. And then you complement that with the Bettendorf, the Pleasant Valley, Wallert, who we just lost to on Tuesday night. All super strong teams, top eight schools in the state coming, and they'll be here at an invite with 10 schools next weekend.
Yeah, how's the conference looking in swimming this year?
I would say Iowa City West is the strongest in the conference. Wallert's going to be up there, but I definitely think Linmar is making a move. We're shooting for top three in the conference this year, and we think that's a really realistic goal.
Yeah, and West and Liberty are sharing, right? As far as their swimming, I think they're sharing this year.
Yeah, I don't quite know how that arrangement works with West and Liberty because I think it is a combined squad.
They got a ton of kids, I know.
Yes, they do.
Got a ton of them out there. And one of the unique things about swimming and diving is that throughout the meet and throughout the evening, you got different levels. You got the JV level, you got the varsity level, and all the girls get to go out there and participate, which is neat.
That is one of the neat things about swimming and diving is that it is a sport where everybody gets a chance to get up and race or participate and compete on the boards. And they all can seek individual improvement, so they all can walk out winners. So everybody swims, everybody dives, and everybody can be a winner.
Well, it's consistent, Scott, is it's usually loud.
Yes. A lot of cheering. A lot of cheering. The girls come up with those.
And that is really good. We've created a super positive atmosphere in the facility, and when the meets are held here, it is. It gets very exciting on the pool deck, and I'm sure it's exciting up top, too.
It is. It is. Well, Bobby, we'll let you get to practice. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, Bobby Kelly, the girls swimming and diving coach here at Linmar. And Paul, next, caddy extraordinaire and football coach and grandpa. He's got it all going. And joining us here, head football coach Paul James of the Linmar Lions. Third year now here at Linmar. And 1-0, that's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's first time now that we've started out 1-0. And it was a somewhat surprisingly good senior team.
They had one really good back, I know.
They've got speed. Yeah, one back had over 200 yards. They could throw the ball and receivers that could catch it. So it was a good win for us. We seemed to step up and answer their punches. You know, when they scored first and we followed up, came right back with a score. Every time they scored, all three of their scores, we followed up with a drive and score on our next possession. So that was a real positive thing.
It's always helpful to have a really solid quarterback, and I know you have one, and he's got some tall, rangy receivers, some other good possibilities out there, but your quarterback is really the trigger man, isn't he?
Yeah, Marcus Orr, you know, has a year under his belt in the system, and he's got a very good arm, strong arm, and has a good understanding of what we're trying to do, and is just a good leader with the rest of his teammates as well.
And big targets, too.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, he's got 6'5", 6'6", out there, and Will Zrodnik, and Brandon Rouse went down, but he's about 6'3". And we've got some guys that are coming up now. Kane Deitmeyer, who's got good height, a junior that's going to fill in, and John Steffen, the point guard from basketball, who's going to step up and run some routes, and Dylan Decklever. So, you know, those guys have some height and good hands and stuff like that. So
you got a lot of youngsters on this team, too. Your defense, you got a bunch of sophomores. It's a very good sophomore class. I know you were looking forward to it, and you got a lot of those guys playing some big minutes.
Yeah, we have six sophomores with us, and they're virtually all starting. Four of them on defense, and one of them actually could be considered a fifth starter because he's the nickel back when we go to some pass coverage. And then Andrew Knipper is our backup quarterback, but we're playing him at tight end, and he can also double as a slot receiver. So they're all seeing the field and contributing, you know, playing special teams as well. And so, yeah, it's unusual to have that many. But hopefully it follows up like times that I've had maybe not quite that many up, but we've followed it with some pretty good years then.
I want to go off the grid a little bit, Paul, before we get into tonight's game. I was thinking last night as I listened to Scott's call on the Washington game, you know, on a Thursday night, you or one of your assistants, or it might have been out at the stadium. But with the advent of huddle, is in-person scouting a thing of the past?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I wasn't out there because we don't play either team.
Okay.
So it really, if I want to watch it, I can watch it on huddle. You know, I listen to it, the call on the radio. But for us to be out there last night wasn't a huge deal. But next Thursday we have a game with Jeff, and so we have Friday night off. So we will go out to various games. Yeah, I always like to see teams play in person because there's some things that you can pick up, just a number of different things that you can pick up that doesn't show up on tape.
Yeah.
And, you know, same way with basketball. You know, I know Chris doesn't get out, you know, the coaches don't get out and scout as much, but I guess I'm old school. I like to go out and watch teams play. I know that's where our family and our kids grew up. You know, about two nights a week they'd be scouting, you know, and be out late at night, you know, or 10 o'clock on a school night. Well, you know, if they're going to see me, that's kind of how it had to work. So, but I think it's just an important factor that if you can, I think it's important to see the other teams play.
No, I would agree.
But huddle is really a big deal, you know, in terms of, you know, we used to watch a lot of tape as a team or especially as a staff, but now the staff can take care of it on their own time and you can talk about other things and not have to sit and break down a lot of
film.
And
the players do too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yep.
You know, and you can make notes on them, you know, so that they have to stop, the video stops, and they have to advance it themselves, you know, if a coach writes a comment on over the top of the video. So, yeah, it's the way video is done in a lot of ways has changed things.
Nice,
you know,
tool.
Even the sideline, the sideline huddle is quite different.
Not like it was when you and Wally were coaching.
That's for sure. You had to rely on memory then. Now you can just go back and look at a play, you know, two plays ago and see, just like the big boys on Sunday do it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Before we let you go here, you know a lot of guys on the other side. And should be a heck of a game. Should be a heck of a crowd tonight.
Definitely, it's a beautiful night.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's going to be a very interesting game and an entertaining game tonight.
We hope so. Because they've come with a lot of talent and, you know, some Division I ball players and things like that. But, you know, we'd like to think that we can do some things that might challenge them a little bit. And I know they're going to do things that are going to challenge us. So it just should make for a really interesting and good game.
It should. Well, we'll let you get down the hill here.
All right.
And we'll talk to you down at the stadium.
Very good. Thanks a lot. Thanks for being out here.
Paul James, head football coach of the Linmar Lions, as we will have Linmar and Kennedy coming up tonight for you right here on KGYM. We're going to take another break, come back, and we'll talk some more with the coaches here at Linmar on the Tailgate Tour, the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour coming your way here on the north side of Linmar. We'll be back with more coming up right after this here on KGYM.
It is inevitable at this point. Everybody needs to be on Windows 10. There are a lot of people still running Windows 7 because they don't want to make that change. I very much empathize and understand, and we all do at Network Computer Solutions. That's where we're here to help, to be honest with you and get you through that process to be able to keep your business run effectively.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Wednesdays, we talk sports betting in Iowa with the experts on WagerWise. Miss the show? Catch the WagerWise podcast at kgymradio.com. Brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
Did you know that when you buy 5 cups of freshly brewed McCafe premium roast coffee with the McDonald's app, you get the next one free? Think of it as your reward for all the times you held the door open for a stranger, let someone merge when you were running late, or liked one of your aunt's posts on social media, even though you had no idea what she was talking about. So, enjoy your free 6 cup of McCafe coffee with McCafe Rewards and keep the good going. McCafe, good is brewing. Valid at participating McDonald's through December 29th. McDonald's app download and registration required.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, my name's Christina Stumble, and I own Farm Girl Flowers in San Francisco. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. Last year, I redeemed $115,000 in cash back. Yeah, $115,000. And that doubled our digital marketing budget for the summer. Thanks to my Spark Card, we had our best summer yet. Imagine what the Spark Card from Capital One could do for your business. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers pay for real stories. Credit approval required.
Back with you on the Tailgate Tour here at Linmar. The Whirlpool Careers High School Tailgate Tour coming your way from the north side of Linmar. Scott and Mark with you as we get ready for the Lions and the Kennedy Cougars tonight, 1600 AM, 107.5, about 7 o'clock. 106.3 FM, Miles and Gary will be down at Spartan Stadium in Solon for Solon and West Liberty. Horn is honked. Buses are leaving, Mark. If you're not on it, that's bad news if you need to be on a bus. So there you go. If you're not on the bus right now, you can join the cross-country program. Kyle Hoffman joining us, the boys cross-country coach. How's that for a good plug for you?
I like that. I have a couple more guys to come out. Would be nice.
Well, you guys got a big day tomorrow. You're hosting your invitational.
Yeah, we have our guy over at Low Park, Oak Ridge. It's a nice – for a lot of the weekend meets, it's a lower key one, and it's nice. It's just the area – groups come over and we get it done, but there's so much just top heavy competition here in the area that it's going to be a good meet. It's going to be a fun one. So Hempstead's coming over, which is a big deal for us.
You've got a solid team ranked in the state. Talk about some of the individuals that
well,
do well for you.
We obviously have Dozo up front, and Dylan is, I mean, he's going to be right there with literally a handful of guys in the state competing for that crown, and he has every opportunity for it as well. But we have our seniors, Caden Evans, Triton Harper, Ethan Hartoon. Those guys have put a pretty good work in this summer, and they've, after last year not doing what we're used to doing, they have some high goals this year for that, which is nice. And then after that, we're a lot of sophomores, and we have a freshman class that's come in that deep. Competitive, they want to be varsity guys. They're working for it. These last year in eighth grade, I know it's different, you know, from it is in high school, but they got second in state behind Dowling last year, and they're all out right now, and they're gunning for it. So
they got a bunch of kids out running.
Yeah, trying to.
Yeah, and that's good to have. And have those younger guys pushing some of the older guys too.
Yeah, it's kind of sometimes a reality check when those guys come in and there's some young blood trying to get their positions. So it's a good competition. Everyone's really gets along really well, but they all want to beat each other. I think that's one of the best things you can have in a program, at least for cross country.
Well, you guys got you got Prairie in this year,
yes.
The Invitational, and
without much heat,
without a lot
much heat. Yeah. Well, last year we had to cancel ours last year, yeah. So there's no doubt we'll have ours tomorrow. So that's always good. And then we just kind of coast along through. The Cedar Rapids invite. We go to Pella. We'll take a group up to Griac later in the year if we're looking how we should. And obviously finish up in October when it really matters. So everything's getting ready for that.
When you get the stocking caps out and everything gets going.
Yeah, hopefully. It'd be nice to actually have a normal October this year.
It really would. And it's interesting. Cross country is going well. I mean, we'll talk with Emily coming up in a little bit here. But, the programs are just really the numbers are good. And the talent is good.
Yeah, and the kids who are out are wanting to be out, and I think that's half the battle. And they, like I said, they all have their goals, and they're all this. The best thing about Prairie was that everyone competed. I didn't see anyone, regardless of their ability, no one gave up. Like they just fought through it, and they some of the guys, the younger ones, really impressed me. I wasn't expecting some of that. So we had a good, last week was a really good start of the year. I think it's one we needed as a program. So.
Yeah,
just now kind of maintain and see where we go from there.
Yeah, big day tomorrow, and people can come out and obviously take in the Invitational. So,
yeah,
What time's get underway?
The boys run at 8:15. I believe the girls go 9:15. The girls go, I believe, at 8:45, 8:50, something like that. And again, we'll have some of the top runners in the state, some of the top programs, especially with Hempstead coming over. Obviously, Kennedy's here, Wash, on the boys' side. I mean, it'll be a fun. It's one race, so everyone goes at once. So that makes it a little different atmosphere. Let the young guys feel like what it's like to run against, some of the best people in the state. So,
yeah. Well, best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
And thanks for stopping by.
You bet. Have a good one.
Thanks, all right. Sir. And that's Kyle Hoffman, boys cross country coach. And now we're going to go from the boys side of things to the girls side of things. And Coach Burmeister joining us here on the program. And just heard about all the boys in getting ready for tomorrow. You guys getting ready for tomorrow, too.
Very excited for tomorrow. Weather looks fantastic, so it's going to be a great day.
How about the teams that are going to be on the girls' side that you're going to run against?
Great question. I think Dubuque Hempstead is going to give us a little trouble. They're ranked fifth right now. We're sitting sixth, so I think it'll be a really great challenge for us tomorrow. Girls are going to get out and see what we can do.
You've got a top 10 team, as you mentioned, a couple familiar names leading the way, but talk about your individuals right now.
Well, Micah Paulette, defending state champion. She's a beast.
A little beast.
She's a beast. She ran really, really well at Prairie last week, and she's only going to get better as the season goes on. We've got Chloe Skidmore back. Chloe's looking fantastic as well. She finished really well for us last state and came on, and she's looking really, really strong. Sarah Murphy ran a heck of a race last week. Prairie, she was only about 17 seconds off her PR time, so she's looking great. We've got a couple injuries. Demia Burrell unfortunately fractured her elbow at our parent barbecue. So she hopefully will be back for Super Meet, leading that senior class. Lily Gielen's a little banged up right now, too, some hip issues, but we're hoping to get her back. Emily Schmidt had an ankle injury, but she's hoping to run tomorrow and was looking great as well. And then Jameson Feldman, who is our senior, wasn't out last year but is out this year and is our captain, is doing a fantastic job there.
Really is. And much like the boys' side, the girls' side in the conference this year, you mentioned Hempstead.
Yeah.
There's just teams up and down the line that are just they're tough, week in and week out as far as your schedule and just going up against them.
Yeah. Waukee gave us a great challenge last week, too, at Prairie. There's a lot of really talented runners in the metro area, so we're excited.
You know your postseason assignment yet?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope.
That'll be coming up.
Yep.
You can lobby for it.
I know.
Where would you like to go?
I don't know. Girls always love running at Knoll Ridge, and we'll be at Knoll Ridge next Thursday. It's a fast course. It's flat. They're familiar with it. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. What about a practice? You guys, you run separate from the boys. You go different routes. You go. How do you take it?
Great question. Right now we are going separate, but starting next week we're going to do a few combined practices. I think we have some girls who would like that challenge to run against some of the guys, and just with four coaches, we can kind of separate out and do different workouts. We do separate warm-ups generally, but we're there at the same time, so we'll see the boys out running a lot.
What makes Micah a great runner that she is?
Oh my goodness, that girl.
And swimmer
and everything, and jump roper and everything that she does.
How big is she? 5 foot?
Oh no.
No, right? 4.
4'10" maybe. Yeah. 80 pounds soaking wet. She is such a goal-oriented girl. She knows her times. She knows her splits. She knows exactly where she needs to be. You know, for as tiny as she is, you see her in the weight room, and she's lifting along with everyone else. She's just able to micromanage everything that she does in a day and do it so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you got to do that.
Yeah.
And when you have two sports that you're in, the workload of school and things like that.
And anytime I'm feeling overwhelmed, I'm just like, you got to think what Micah did today. I didn't come anywhere near that.
You guys are going to run first tomorrow morning, right?
Yep.
Okay, so 8:45 if people want to come out.
Yep. 8:50. Yep.
Okay, we'll be there at 8:45 because then you'll get a good view and everything will be fine. But hey, Emily, appreciate it.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. And last but not least, basketball folks. And Chris Robertson joining us here.
Hey, Chris.
Boys basketball coach, dean of students.
Ready to go home.
And ready to go home. No, you got to go to the football game
tonight. No, I know. I got to be back by 5 to have the dad hat on. So, yeah, quick turnaround.
That's right, dad hat. Oh, my goodness. There's another one coming, right?
Yep, Jack's a sophomore, and then one more still. Max is a middle schooler, so a few more years.
How about that? But, a few more weeks until basketball's starting to appear on the court anyway. But how was the summer? How are things?
Good, good. We had a good summer. Guys were busy in the weight room and got off to a few team camps. And it was good. The guys competed hard, and we got a lot of spots to fill. So it should be fun come winter. A lot of spots will be wide open.
You get nervous when Zaradna goes over the middle?
Yeah, we got a lot of them out there right now.
We got a lot of basketball players playing football now.
Yeah, we need them all to get through healthy. So, hold your breath a little
bit.
And
they usually do.
They do, they do.
Knock on wood. Knock on wood. But, you know, but that's good, though. I mean, it's good to see guys get out there, try some different things, and be multi-sport athletes.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've had a few, you know, Will and Trey Martin and Rouse and a bunch of them have been football all the way through, but we had a few this year that hadn't played that are also out, and they even got John Steffen out. So John, I think, will be out there tonight. So, yeah, that's great. I mean, you don't want them to have any regrets, and, you know, multi-sport athletes and out there competing all the time. So it's really good, and we're excited. Hopefully get a big win tonight.
What's the composition of your team look like this year?
Well, like I said, we've got a lot of spots to fill. I mean, we lost 4 starters with, you know, John coming back is the only one. So we've got a lot of seniors that didn't play a lot last year as juniors. So we'll see how they develop. We got a really good junior and sophomore class. So we might take a look at some younger guys too. But I think it'll be highly competitive. A lot of good competition for spots, and it'll be good. It'll make everybody better.
Well, if you want one guy back, it's probably point guard.
Yeah, no, it's really nice to have John back. And we saw that this summer. He's just a lot more confident and under control and a really good leader. Guys look up to him. And so, yeah, it's a perfect place to start, and John's done a terrific job.
Well, you'll have a little height in there to throw in. So.
Yeah, and it made a big difference with Will this summer. He didn't play one weekend because he had some football stuff, but then when he did, you know, he's a difference maker. You got a 6'7" kid in there that is very athletic, and makes a big difference for us.
Now, wait a minute. He's 6'6 in football.
And he's 6'7. He's a good
6'7. He's 6'7 in basketball.
He's a good 6'7.
Now, you see, Mark, that's how this operates. In basketball, you get
I don't know how
taller.
That, you wear cleats in football. You don't have cleats on. I don't know. Yeah, see, high, just the opposite.
High-soled shoes that they're wearing now.
Oh, you got everything solidified schedule-wise, or you got a few?
No, we do. Kind of the same non-conference with Bettendorf and Waukee, but we added West Des Moines Valley. So instead of playing, we always played Kennedy twice,
yep.
But one was non-conference. So we picked up Valley. And that's actually going to be at Coe this year. So, and then hopefully we're going to play them next year at the Knapp Center. So,
why is that?
Why is it at Coe?
Yeah.
It's part of the.
Yeah.
They're moving it to Coe this year.
Yeah. That's so right. One weekend's at Coe, one's at Kennedy. So, ours is going to be at Coe. So.
Okay.
That'll be very nice.
Yeah. Be fun.
That'll be very nice out there.
We'll have our hands full, but it'll be fun.
Well, yeah, because and Waukee's not going to be bad either.
No, we saw them this summer, both of them, and they look like small college
Waukee
teams.
Waukee might be number one going into the.
We'll see. I would say on paper they'll be as good as anybody. Those DeVries and then the other guy, Sunder, whatever it is, but he can shoot it. They'll be.
Although Cedar Falls, Coach Schultz will probably say, "Now hold it, wait a minute here."
Yeah, you got to give them props. Two-time defending, they should be number one.
I would agree.
Bergie might have a say in that too.
Well, I tell you, hey, what's new? The conference is going to be pretty loaded from top to bottom.
What's new, right? What's new?
It makes it fun. But all right, we'll let you get home so you can get back here in an hour and 7 minutes.
All right. Good to see you guys. Thanks.
Good to see you, Chris.
Yep.
And Nate Sanderson, last but not least, girls basketball coach of the Lions. And got to ask, first of all.
I know where you're going, Scott.
The Labor Day Wiffle Ball Tournament,
of course.
The update, the wrap-up of the Labor Day Wiffle Ball Tournament.
Well, we missed our media representation out there again, Scott. But no, we had 13 teams out to our place Sunday and Monday, and had probably the best weather that we've ever had. We've been doing this for 7 years now, and it was just two perfect days out there. We raised just under $4,000 for our charity in Springville. So,
that's great.
Yeah, got some great support. People had a good time, and we had six or seven new teams out this year, so more people coming out and getting a chance to enjoy the experience.
Awesome. Very good. And that's the name of the game right there. And now we can get to basketball. You guys made leaps and bounds from year one to year two, and I know that you got even bigger goals going from year two to year number three. How did summer go?
Yeah, we had a pretty good summer. You know, last year I think we really started to settle in into who we want to be and how we want to play, and, you know, we kind of have an interesting team this year, almost the opposite of what Coach Robertson was describing, where we only graduated one senior, and we bring back Caitlin Brunson, who had torn her ACL and didn't get to play at all last year as a sophomore, and everybody else will be back. So, you know, we made a lot of strides from year one to year two, as you said, and now we'll kind of see where everybody shakes out, you know, when we get into the start of the season. But hopefully we'll just continue to get better and keep improving with what we're doing.
What did you find out this summer, if anything, about your squad?
You know, I think where we're at right now, last year we kind of settled into that second tier in the conference. You know, we were kind of there with Waterloo West and Xavier and Kennedy a little bit. And I think if we want to improve, we're going to have to be a little more consistent at the three-point line. We've got some players that can shoot it, and we shot it well at times this summer. But I don't know if we're big enough to generate a ton of offense. I mean, we'll be better in different ways. But, you know, Krejcha is our 5'9 center, and she's about all we've got for height, and that's being generous, you know, to consider that being tall in our league. So, you know, it's going to come down to, are we going to be able to make some shots? And I think we'll be a little more consistent defensively, which will help, but we'll just have to see how it goes.
Well, Chris would list her at 5'10.
That's right. You know, when I coach football, I'm 5'5, but when I step on the basketball court, I'm 5'9. So.
Amazing how that works. But, yeah, you had some youngsters in there that got their feet wet last year. Really did a good job. And I know you're going to be counting on them. It's not going to be the biggest team, like you said, but they get up and down the floor, and they really play well.
Yeah, and I think the other thing we saw this summer, too, that personally as a coach I just really enjoy is that we share the ball really well, and we're going to be really balanced. I don't think you're going to be able to take one player away from us, you know, and really create a lot of struggle in terms of other players will be able to step up. And just depending on how teams decide to guard us, you know, there's four or five different players that could have really good nights, and nobody is shy about making the extra pass and trying to set each other up. And, you know, as a coach and watching that as a fan, I mean, that's what we want to be about, is that selfless style of play. And these girls have really bought into that, and it's fun to watch.
How about your schedule? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we do kind of a MAC tour to start the year. So we'll have Bettendorf, Pleasant Valley, and Muscatine are our three non-conference. And we get those basically the first 2 weeks of the season. So it's a good balance. Muscatine, you know, was kind of middle of the pack in the MAC last year. We got a win down at their place. Bettendorf, I think, was second or third in their league and was in and out of the rankings all year. You know, we took them to four overtimes last year in our opener. And then Pleasant Valley's, you know, won 19 or 20 games for the last, I don't know how many years. So it gives us a good kind of sample size there to be able to play at some different levels and kind of see where we're at. So
good barometer going into a rugged conference schedule.
Indeed, indeed.
It'll be very good again this year. And well, Nate, we'll let you go. Look forward to it. And basketball will be here before you know it.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you guys down the road.
Thanks. All right. Nate Sanderson, the head girls basketball coach here at Linmar. We're going to take a final break, come back, and wrap things up on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour from Linmar right after this.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
How are you spending your Labor Day weekend? How about not spending as much? Come into the Home Depot and save up to 40% on appliance special buys. Get a Samsung washer and dryer for just $4.98 each. Prevent your clothes from being frayed and your budget from being snagged. See why with Labor Day savings. Today is the day for doing. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. Gas dryer extra. See store for details. Valid through September 11th.
Great start on the Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour from Linmar. We got another one scheduled next Thursday. We'll be on the west side, as it'll be Jefferson. We'll be over there as they get ready to take on these Linmar Lions coming up on Thursday of next week. But Linmar and Kennedy coming up should be a great night for football and a great game here, Mark.
Should indeed. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. I'm going to be elsewhere, but should be a terrific game, and hope everybody has a nice night.
Yep, we'll be down the hill at Linmar Stadium coming your way about 7 o'clock. South Gym will be Solon and West Liberty. Have a great week. I am.